Shin Shabbos, Hey El, Hey Tov Shin Lamed Vav. Second Mishnah Kol Gadol Ayin Gimel Amud Aleph.
Ovis Luachis, Abuim Chotar Achas. Now, the Gemara in Bava Kama, the Aveis, and also in Hazirich, and in other places, so the Gemara points out Oves, the Chaldeke told it, Majnav and Majnav told. So the Gemara says, according to the Rabbanon of Chedor Hazer, that if one does an Av and he told it, so he's only Chayv one Chatos. So does anyone have a Gemara that will come here? No? Gabi Shabbos nam, da beis amadale. So according to Rav Lezer, if somebody, let's say, will sow, and he'll also water, he'll water the plants. So it's an av and a tov, so it's chayv du chatoi, but according to Rabbanon, it's chayv one chatos. Well, Rav Lezer, mechayv atov him mokim av, amai kor le'av, amai kor le'itolode. Har da havin mishkin chshive kor le'av. Har da havin mishkin chshive kor le'itolode. So, Teisves here mentions, two girsis. So he says, one girsi is the girsi that we have in our text, in Bava Kama. And also Nazirik, at the beginning of Nazirik. So, have the Mishkin Chashive Korli Av? Hano de Loi have the Mishkin Chashive Korli Tov? Ufi hai girsi, bole afuke kama melochet, shalo yachshuvim voyo b'mishkon ditol disnimu, v'loi aves melochet. So in other words, anything that wasn't the mishkan and was not choshu, so it's only talot. It's not enough. So what is the thing that makes it into nav? The thing, the fact that it's choshu. Then he says, v'yizigal se, how they have a mishkan uchshive, call it up. How do we have a mishkan uchshive? Call it a lot. If you give the Zutza or Chlema, the boy is tarot. But Chshive will have a Mishkin, or Yifre have it a lot. So in other words, according to one girl that is in Bava Kama says, the important thing is Choshuv, even if something existed in the Mishkin, but it wasn't Choshuv, so it's not an Av, it's only a lot, but if it is Choshuv, so then, it's mashma as the Maram points out, and this tasteless in Bava Kama. If it is Choshuv, even though it did not exist in the Mishkan, so it's an Av. So Choshuv is more important than the fact that it existed in the Bein HaMishkan. If it is Choshuv, even though it did not exist in the Bein HaMishkan, so then it's an Av. But if it existed in the Bein HaMishkan, but it was not Choshuv, then it's only a lot. Then the other girl thing is that both are equally important. How they have a mishkan not chshive, but how they have a mishkan uchshive call it out. So there are two prerequisites. The fact that it existed in the Bina Mishkan, and also that it's choshuv. If it's choshuv and it did not exist in the Bina Mishkan, so then it's in Torah, it's not enough. If it existed in the Bina Mishkan, it's not Choshuv, again it's not enough. Alright, so in other words, so Tesis in Bava Kama only mentions two shittes, two Gersoids, according to one Gersoid, the Gersoid that we have, how they have in the Mishkan, Chashive. So it means that the important thing is Choshuv, not existence in the being of Mishkan, and the, according to the other Gersay, both are equally important. But Teisves, one second, let me say. Teisves in Averay, mentions both Gersoys, but in one Gersay, Teisves is a different shot. That's the Kvob on the base. There's a blessed the Mechayev at all the Mokimav and Michael Lehav have a Motel Mema in Afkin in Asroi because the Rashi play for God we can Mema the Hanukum Shana have the Havad in Mishkin Shiva is the Gal to have the Havad in Mishkin Shiva call the Av we have the way Havad in Mishkin Shiva call it the Lord Ufize that's the Gersay that we have now the Lord Ufize Yesh Ruach is the Havad in Mishkin כמנקי שומש כזרועים ולא יחשיבה ולא יהבה אופי וכי ניגר סינון יהב איזה מיש כמו יחשיבה קורא לאב so Teisves in the Lekamadad Beis Amad Aleph says that the Gir said יהב איזה מיש כמו יחשיבה in other words the word המחבר is present so implies that we need both obviously according to the Gir said how יהב איזה מיש כמו יחשיבה so that certainly implies that there are two prerequisites in order to be enough. The existence in the Mishkan and also Choshev. But Teisves in Bolokamed Alveiz Amad Aleph says that according to the other Gersay, how they have the Mishkan Choshev, not Uchshev, but how they have the Mishkan Choshev. So the important thing is only Choshev, not existence in the Mishkan. But here Teisves equates the two Gersay. In other words, that the Gil say, how the Havel Mishkin Chshive call the Av, the Havel Mishkin Chshive call the Lord, he equates with the Gil say, how the Havel Mishkin Uch Chshive call the Av. And the Pshatin, Havel Mishkin Uch Chshive call the Av, means that there are two prerequisites. So the implication is that the Gil say, according to the Gil say, how the Havel Mishkin Chshive call the Av, the Havel Mishkin Chshive call the Lord, so there are also two prerequisites. But then Teisa says, another Gersay, a third Gersay, Avoliga Sinon, how the Havel Mishkin Chshive, we call it up, how the Loyavel Mishkin, Loyachshive, we call it a Lote. So if he say, Atelote is Loyavel Mishkin. So that's a third Gersay. And according to the third Gersay, Teisves Mokame doesn't even mention the third Gersay. But according to the third Gersay, the important thing is Havel Mishkin. Chshive is not important. Anything that existed in the Bien HaMishkan is enough, even if it's not Choshev. So in other words, when we are Mitzaris, Teisves in the Lekamed Aveiz, and Teisves in Aziris, so we have three shittas. So, one shitta is, that is based upon the Gersay, how they have the Mishkan, Choshevet, they call it out. How the way have a Mishkin, Loyach Shiva, we call it all okay. So according to the Pshat in that Gersay definitely is that the only important thing is have a Mishkin, Choshev is not important. So the fact that something, a certain kind of work existed in the Bien HaMishkan, that in itself gives it a status of Av, even though it's not Choshev. Then there is another Gersay. How they have a Bimishkin Uchshive Kolea. So definitely, according to that Gersay, there are two prerequisites. Then there is a third Gersay, and that's the Gersay that we have. How do we have a Mishkin Uchshive Kolea? How do we have a Mishkin Uchshive Kolea? So according to Teisves. So there is a machleket between Teisves and Azeirek and Teisves and Mulchamed Abeid. According to Teisves and Azeirek, that Tariq Vovam is based. So the pshat in that Gersay is the same as in the Gersay of hard have a Mishkin Uchshive. There are two prerequisites. But according to Teisves and Bolokamed Aveiz Amad Aleph, so the pshat in that Gersay, hard have a Mishkin Uchshive, call it out. Hard have a Mishkin. Hard the Lord have a Mishkin Uchshive. Call it the Lord is that the important criterion is only Uchshive. So that means on the whole way of wishing. One shita is that the important thing is only Choshev, not Havel Mishkin. Another shita is that the important thing is only Havel Mishkin, not Choshev. And the third shita is, a Gersay, how the Havel Mishkin Uchshive,
that there are two important prerequisites. Now, so the shita that there are two prerequisites, we understand. It's not strange that the shita that existence in the Mishkan is the only prerequisite for an av. We understand. It's not difficult to understand. But the shita that only choshuv is the important thing. That is very strange. That is very strange. Because, in other words, if something is choshuv, so Tesis and Molokama says that base, that even if it didn't exist in the Binyan Mikdash, in the Binyan Mishkan, so it's not, if it is choshuv. And if it is not choshuv, even though it existed in the Binyan Mishkan, so it's not enough. So the question is, if it didn't exist in the Binyan Mishkan, how could it become a meloche? It shouldn't become any meloche. Neither Rav nor the Lode. After all, we learn out the meloche Shabbos from Mishkan. If something did not exist in the Binyan Mishkan, on what basis can it become a meloche? Never mind that. Even the Lode, on what basis can it become? If it didn't exist in the Binyan Mishkan. After all, that's the basis for meloche. The smichus between Shabbos and Binyan Mishkan. So from that we learn out the halacha of Mamates Meloche. So that's the basis. And if something did not exist in the Binyan Hamishkan, how can it be a Meloche? Even if it was, how can it be? So we have to say that without any counterpart in the Mishkan, it couldn't be a Meloche. Whether Av or the Lord, it couldn't be a Meloche. But according to many Rishonim, now what does the Mishnah mention among the others? What does the Mishnah mention among the others? Now let's see, in Paul Dov, our Mishnah. So it mentions, Obis Melochet Aboim Chotrachas, Hazereya Achire Shakit Veramame, Hadosh Hazere Abere Atechen Amrake, Halosh Veoid, Eve is mentioned. How about Mevashel? Mevashel is not mentioned in the Mishnah. Why isn't Mevashel mentioned in the Mishnah? What existed in the Mishnah? According to Rashi, according to Rabbi Goyen, we'll soon see, the Shita of Rabbi Goyen. But according to Rashi, Eve did not exist in the Mishnah. Why did I say according to Rabbi Goyen? The Glital points out, this Machlekes is spelled out. Rashi says, according to Rashi, so when we learn out Meloches of Shabbos from Mishkan, it means only that kind of Meloche that prevailed in connection with the construction of the Mishkan is the Meloche. But something that did not exist in the Mishkan, did not prevail in the Mishkan, in connection with the construction of the Mishkan. But it prevailed in the Mishkan in connection with the korbanos that were offered in the Mishkan. That's not the basis for Meloche. Rabbi Goyen says that not only the Meloche types of work that existed in the Mishkan in connection with the construction of the Mishkan are Meloches, but even a kind of work that existed in the Mishkan in connection with Avos korbanos, let's say like Eifer, so that was done in the Mishkan in connection with the Machma Ponim, it had to be vague. That's also a basis for Meloche. But Rashi Shita is, as the Glital pointed out, there is no doubt that there is a definite machlokes between Rashi and Rabbi Goyen. Rashi Shita is that only that type of work that existed in the Mishkan in connection with the construction of the Binyan, not something that existed in connection with the Havas Kobones in the Mishkan Mitzvah. That's that. So Rashi says, now let's see what Rashi says in regard to Eifel, and our Mishnah. For Eifel will have a Mishnah, to Eishayach will be passed, who pass will Eishayach be Lechas HaMishkan, Avul Kule Kamayse, have a Bissamonim, Shel Tseba Tchiles, Ve'agomo Mitzvah Shoni, who Migmor Eporir, Vishov Iktane Mivashel, Dav Bissamonim, Vinoket Eifel, Vishurim Shel Eilu, Kikreires, Chutz Mikheires, Vichol Shul Kama Vekame, that's something else. So Rashi says, that Eifel was not in the Mishkan. Eifel was not in the Mishkan. So why does what was the Mishkin Mevashel? So if Eifer was not the Mishkin, Mevashel was the Mishkin, why doesn't the Mishnah mention, why doesn't the Mishnah mention Mevashel, Vada Kaleife? So there is another Rashi. The Rashi that I am Dalet or Mudalet. The fourth line, after the two dots in Rashi, the fourth line on the top, from the top. Shechinon Eichel Pite, the Lord Ksish. Likachavel Dav Dahavid in Mikdosh, Dav Melochi. Ksisha means when you remove the husk from the seed of the grape. So, Shechinon Eichel Pite, the Lord Ksish. Likachavel Dav Dahavid in Mikdosh, Dav Melochi. Kitten die Tonne, Lidosh, Litonne. Wie sehe ich Rebele, wo mir Rake zu durch die Paske. Wie kitten die Habe die Mikdosh. Wie auch er Aschiel. Wie sie durch die Paske und Inno. Gedam können gab Eife. Da habe ich mir Miste mit Wasch und Eife. La Habe die Mikdosh. Und ich muss sie durch die Paske. Ist die Paske noch ganz. Wie auch sie. Heuer wenn ich für die Paske im Wasch und Samoni. Aber sie ist ja Aschiel im Udlatze. Wie hat sie lasse sie mit ihr. Aber an ihm leutarche. Hilkach leutonne lo. So, this Gemara says, because Ani immediate without Ksisha. But Rashi says, so Mimele, so he says, in view of the fact that there are Ani poor people, they eat the pass without removing the husk from the seed of the grain, so Mimele, it's not mentioned in the separate Melochi. It's not mentioned in the separate Melochi, even though it wasn't a Midrash. Masheinke, Zeire Bera Omerake, So the Kibben, they have the Mikdosh, so they are mentioned separately as Meloches. So Zeire is one Meloche, Beire is another Meloche, Mirak is another Meloche. If Zeire, Beire, or Mirak hadn't been counted as separate Meloches, then instead of Aboim Chosrachas, of 39 Meloches, we would have only 37 Meloches. Why do we have 39? Because Zeire is one, and Beire is a second, and Mirak is a third. They are very similar, Zeire, Beire, or Mirak. But since, and if each one had not existed in the Mishkan, so then it wouldn't be counted separately. But in view of the fact that it existed in the Mishkan, and they are Sidur at the Pas, because they are all involved in the Pas, some Mimele, they are counted separately. So what's the Pshat in Rashi? Just because it's Bishleime, the fact that the Mishnah mentions Eifer, because the Tanya of the Mishnah wanted to mention Meloches in the order of the processing of the path. So, he mentions the Reya, Chirish, Keitzem, Amir, Do, Zeire, Beira, Dechem, Rak. He wanted to classify them that way. So, it's an arbitrary thing. But Rashi says that because of Sidur of the path, the Zeire, Beira, or Merakeit are considered separate Meloches. Because of Sidur of the path, what's the significance of the fact that all these three are involved in the processing, in the order of processing the pass. So first you winnow the wheat, and then you are burying the wheat from all kinds of impurities that are mixed up with the wheat, and then you sift it through a strain. So because of that, because all these three types of work are involved in the order of the processing of pas. So because of that, they are counted separately. What's the pshat? So the pshat is as follows. Of course, when Teisve says in Golokami that according to our vision the Gemara, so choshev is the only important thing. Choshev is only important thing, even if it didn't exist in the Mishnah. Teisve does not mean that something that is choshev, that in the minds of all the people, is definitely choshev. There are certain types of work that are admittedly of great importance. And even though it never existed in the Mishkan, not even a counterpart, not something that resembles it, existed in the Mishkan, so Mimele it's considered the Meloch. Chas v'sholem. We learn how it all the Meloches from the Mishkan. So something that did not exist itself in the Mishkan, nor a counterpart of that type of work, existed in the Mishkan. It couldn't be Meloch, it couldn't be enough, it couldn't be even a lot. But there are certain types of work that did not exist in the exact form in the Mishkan. But a counterpart of it, something similar to it, existed in the Mishkan. Now, all the telodes, what is it a lode? What is it a lode? Let's say, watering plants, is it a lode of Zerea? It didn't exist in the Rishon, watering plants. I mentioned something that is not controversial, because I don't want to mention Zemea, because there is a machlokes b'sheinim. According to the Rambam, so Zemea pruning, when you take out the bad twigs from the ground, and that conduces, it promotes a better growth, so that's enough according to many b'sheinim. According to some Rishonim, it's the lode. But watering the plants, just pouring water over plants, if you wash your hands over grass, so that it will told of Zereya. Of told of Zereya. And if you do it the day, so you are high the chatos. So that certainly is it all lode. Why is it a lode? Why isn't it? Why is it a lode of Zereya? Why isn't it enough of Zereya? The answer is Zereya itself, the Av existed in the Rishon. But watering plants did not exist in the Mishnah, but a counterpart of watering the plant existed in the Mishnah. What is the counterpart of something that is similar to the watering of plants that exists in the Mishnah? Zereya Mamesh. Zereya Mamesh existed in the Mishnah. So Memele, when Teisve says in Bubakame that according to the Gil Sehar to have a Mishnah Shiva call it out, how will have a Mishnah Shiva, how will have a Mishnah Shiva call it a Lode, so how will have a Mishnah Shiva is call it a Lode. So that the important thing is chshives, something that is choshu, even if it didn't exist in the Mishnah. So mimele, it is an av. So teisves doesn't mean something that is choshu, but neither this type of work in its exact form exists in the Mishnah, nor a counterpart of it, something analogous to it, exists in the Mishnah. It's still melacha chasvi sholem. It couldn't be a melacha if neither this exact form of work, nor the counterpart of it, something analogous to it, resembling it, existed in the Mishnah. So of course it couldn't be Melachah. But if something is Choshev, even though it did not exist in the Mishkan in the exact form, but it is Choshev, but something similar to it did exist in the Mishkan, so Mimele it is enough. But if, let's say, like watering the plants. So if watering the plants would be choshu, so watering the plants is it a lode? It's not enough. Why? Because it's not a choshu. It's not choshu. But if watering the plants, that's not the best way, you know, of promoting growth. There are better ways of promoting growth than just watering the plants. That's also necessary sometimes. The best way of producing growth is by simply planting, sowing in the ground. But this is also a way of promoting growth. But growth. So it's not choshev. But it is, it's a lode, it is. Why is it a lode? Because the counterpart of the watering of plants existed in the Mishnah. So this is what Thesis means. If something, according to our dear say, Thesis Mokamda Bey says that the important criterion is choshev. That means if something is choshev, even though it did not prevail in the Mishkan, in the exact form, but something similar to this type of work did prevail in the Mishkan, so then it is enough. But if it didn't exist in the Mishkan altogether, not even a counterpart of it, not something resembling it, so then of course it's normal. Alright. Now, then something else. The Gretal points out so he says, So he mentions first Rashi, Yibreik Lagodl, Daf Ayin Gimel, and Daf Memtes in Rashi. So he says that that Zri and Ktsire are Avmeloches, Avmeloches because they existed in the Mishkan in connection with the Samoni. So it's Zrichem Mitzvei. V'loi Pirish Bizriyas Chitin Menoches. Why? Because Rashi said that only that which existed in the Mishkan connection with the construction of the Mishkan is a basis for Avos Melachos. But something that existed in the Mishkan in connection with Avos Kabbalas in the Mishkan is not a basis for Kabbalas, for Melachos. Ach, the Chidushi Arab Rav Avraham Neishol Rambam, Hanitvosin Birei Sefer Maaser Kiyach, Uvichuves Rambam, Tvus Lefasye, Zel Shein. So, as a matter of fact, in the Chuvas again that came out, he didn't have it, the Eglital. So it's mentioned that Chuvas. Because of Rabbi Nahai Goyenzal, She'elu ahadosa melochas yeshno bikobim tombo. V'chol yein, uv'chvite kim godin, uv'miluni, kulo mizera v'kotze, v'chei galsinem tepatein, heim zol, atem al tizriu, heim kotzu, atem al tizriu. So the Rabbi Goyen says that the reason is why k'tzire, and zriye, is an av meloche because it existed in the Mishkan in connection with Menoches. But Menoches is something that had nothing to do with the construction of the Mishkan, only the Avos Kabbalas. So we see that Rabbi Goyen is Chayot Harash. Alright. I mean, so, that's a very strong guy. Now, the question is that Rashi himself, who allegedly and admittedly is Chayot and Rabbi Goyen Shite, so mentions Rabbi Goyen Shite in Perek HaMatzliach. Daftabik Veis Omed Aleph Hameitzi the Mishnah Hameitzi ben Bimine ben Bismele Bisecheike o Yalseifov Chaye Shechimaso Bikno Nikos Tlachayado Tlachayode Biragle Bipif Uvmalpake Biozne Uvisare Uvpundose Upio Limato Ben Kutose Uvluke Uvispas Kluke Bimanale Bisandale Bota Shalohitzi Kiderech Hameitzi Kiderech Hameitzi Shechimasov because, so Rashi says, because of his soul. V'yiminu smeil v'cheik urachar. U'v'shem Rabbi Yitzchok bar Yehude Motzosi, she'omar v'shem Rabbi, she'mefurish v'ashas Yerushalme, u'pkuda tzalozo v'nare nakeyen, she'men amoyer v'rsasamim v'chasatomi v'shemen amishro, she'men echot v'min v'shemen echot v'smeil v'atiret v'cheike v'achvitim v'kap. So Rashi explains in the name of Rabbi Goyen, why is the Chayev so when he's made ben vinine ben bismele bisecheike yalseifov, because that was the way that the laws of the Naren Akeir carried the Kabbalists. But that was not something that was in connection, that was done in connection with the construction of the Mishkan. That was done in connection with Avos Kabbalists every day in the Mishkan, not in connection with the construction. So Rabbi Goyen says it, because Rabbi Goyen Shitosei, so he says that the basis for the Av Meloche of Zereya is the fact that the Jews in the Midbar were Zereya for Menoches, was Zereya Chiting for Menoches. But the Rashi says no, that cannot be used as a basis for Zereya, or the fact that they were Keter Chiting for Menoches. So it cannot be used as a basis for the Melocha of Keter. Only the Zriya and the Ktira of Samonim, because the Samonim were used in connection with the construction of the Mishkan. Construction of the Mishkan. So how does he mention this as a basis? So Rashi says so himself. So we have to say that apparently now Rashi mentions part of the Rabbi Goyen, not the whole Rabbi Goyen. Because Rabbi Goyen, the part that Rashi quotes from the Rabbi Goyen has to do with its own. How do we know that he's hired? Ben bimine, ben bismele, bisecheike, yalseifo, because of upkuda selezo v'narnake. So that's the way it was done in the Midbar. That's the way it was carried. Bimine, bismele, certain things, selezo v'narnake, and carried bimine, certain things, he carried bismele, and so on. So only in connection with its own, he adapts the Shita of Rabbi Goyen. But Avayroyen mentions that in connection with all the Yudalek Melochet that are involved in the processing of bread, he doesn't mention that Avayroyen. Only in connection with Zoyin. So obviously, Rashi distinguishes between the Melochet of Zoyin and all other Melochet. Now, let's turn to the case of Beis on Mudalek in Shabbat. Now, the first Mishnah in Shabbos tells us that it is a Shabbos, Shtayim Shinaba Bifnim, Shtayim Shinaba. Now, we don't have to go over all the Tiyom, but it's important for us to take notice that the Mishnah here discusses two types of Itzoyer. Itzoyer the Oni and Itzoyer the Balabites. And all the Tiyurim revolve around these two pivots. In other words, Itzoyer the Oni and Itzoyer the Balabites. So why is that important? I mean, it's not important whether the person who is even who is high the chatos is a poor man or a rich man. So what's the difference? Let's say the Oni stands outside and the Balabai stands inside. So there is a Itzoyer that the Balabai who stands inside commits. How does he do it? The Balabai, he stands inside. So when he takes out, let's say, something, a certain echo, and he hands it and he puts it in the hand of the Oni who stands outside, so he's making the Shusha Yochid, the Shusha Rabin, and the Tzoye is away from the one who is able to Tzoye, because the Balabais remains standing. Now then, the Balabais also is able to himself Tzoye. The Oni stands outside, and then he takes something, a certain article of food, that the Oni takes it from the hand of the Balabais who is inside, and he brings it to the outside. So then the Itzoye is towards the Mitzia. When the Balabais is able to Itzoye, so it's away from the Mitzia. The Chayfetz becomes Munach away from the Mitzia. The Mitzia is stands inside, and is Mitzia outside. When the Oni is Mitzia from the Balabais into the Mishus Rabi, so the Itzoye is with the Mitzia. That's the distinction. So Teisve says, so Teisve says the Kashi, Poshe Balabai says Yodei, Teim Levi, Amai Itzoye Chui Misne Tarte the only Balabai. So what difference does it make? Away from the Mitzia or towards the Mitzia? In both situations, so there is a Meloche of Mitzim Yoshus Ayoche and Yoshus Rabi. Why does he have to mention it as in two separate categories? The Chimber is where the Polish Gemara, Stein Donin, Balabai, Smashai, and Klaise Stein, Malioni, Malioshe. The Mirleri, the Yitzrich Lashminon, Mishum, the Itzoye Meloche Gruye. The Mali Meitzia, Meshus Ayachi, Meshus Ayochi, Meshus Rabi, Mali Meitzi, Meshus Ayochi, Meshus Ayochi. Will have it Amrino, Itzoye, the only Balabai, so Balabai is not. The Teda, with the Yitzrich, pray, Kroye, the Itzoye. כי דנפלו מריש הזרם, וחלי אור מיוב, ופסיק כמה די ערב, נפלו מכוח הכין השין על יצי איש מכין. ועושם פירוש, פירשתי, והיינה משום, די מרוח הגרוי, יצרח טבעי, חד ליוני וחד לושה, וכן בכל תדס דובס מלוח אז לך שינון שאי במשתן, אלא עוד אז דובד, וביטול דס די צויה בינון שאי במשתן. So Tesis mentions כמה וכמה נפקימינס between the מלוח of Itzoye and all other מלוח. In regard to all other meloches, so it is only necessary that the basic category should exist in the mission. That, but something that did not exist in the exact form in the Mishkan, but it resembles something that existed in the Mishkan, is also higher because the water. Let's say watering plants. It didn't exist in that form in the Mishkan. In the Mishkan they didn't water any plants. There was Riyah Mamish, but not watering the plants. So, but still, when one is Mashke Zeroyim, he's Chayev Mishum told of Zerayim. Why? Because it bears a moderate resemblance to something that existed in the Mishkan. It bears a significant resemblance to Zeriyah Mamish. To Zeriyah Mamish. So the fact that something resembles, that a certain type of work has some resemblance to something that existed in the Mishkan, so is enough to make it into a theology. Mashenkin Ligabi Zoye, which is a Meloche Groye. So he says, so only if that kind of Itzoye in the exact form existed in the Mishkan. But if it didn't exist in the exact form in the Mishkan, so then it's not even Itzoye. It's not even Itzoye. And then he says, but so he says, and so all Meloches Adat and Itzoye, so it's not necessary to have a Pasik. Is there a Pasik that Ksive is a Meloche? The Torah doesn't say Al Tichtivu Lois Yichtiv B'Shabos. The Torah says Misasek Omeloch B'Yim HaShabos. And then we learn out from the Mishkan Lametes Meloches. So it's not necessary to have a special Gzeras HaKosov in order to make some, to establish a certain type of work as a Meloche. Masha'im Kelega B'Yitzoye, if there hadn't been a Posik that spells out Yitzoye like Al Yitzish Ben Kemei, so then, even though it existed in the Mishkan, Hitzoye wouldn't be Meloche. But only because we have a Posik. So, the Av itself requires a Posik. And the Tilode of Hitzoye requires existence in the Mishkan in the exact form. By other Meloches, so the Av itself doesn't require a Posik. Only existence in this form in the Mishkan. And Tilode doesn't require anything, just that it should bear resemblance to something that existed in the Mishkan. But Itzoye, so the Av of Itzoye requires a Posik. And if there hadn't been a Posik of Al Yetzi Ishmael Kemei, even though there is, it existed in the Mishkan, it wouldn't be Meloch. And we require two Pesukim. One Posik in regard to the Itzoye of the Oni, where the Itzoye consists is Meitzi, Mishus Ayochi, Mishus Arabim, towards himself. And then another Posik in regard to Balabais, where the Balabais is made to Mishus Ayochid, Mishus Rabim, away from himself. So after all, it's the same kind of Itzoye in any other Meloche. It wouldn't make sense that we should require a special Moke for this kind of Meloche, another kind of Meloche which is the same except with an insignificant change, variation. But by Itzoye, we require a special Posik. For every type of Itzoye, a special Posik for the type of Itzoye that where the Itzoye is towards the Meitzi, Itzoye of the Oni, and the special Gzeras HaKosuv in regard to the Itzoye of the Balabais, where it's away from the Meitzi. And in order to be the Itzoye of Meitzi, so it must exist in the Mishkan in the exact form, Adam Meloch is not. Why? Because Sotesu says, because Itzoye is a Meloche Boy. What does it mean Meloche Boy? Why is Itzoye Meloche Boy? It's not a Meloche Boy. Itzoye is, sometimes Itzoye involves very difficult work. If you carry a handkerchief in the pocket, so it doesn't involve any difficult work. But if you carry a heavy bundle, so it's very heavy work, very difficult work. So the plain pshat in Meloche Groye is because we learn out all the Meloches of Shabbos from the Meloches HaMishkan. And in regard to Meloches HaMishkan, so the Torah employs the expression Meloches Machshavos. So there are all kinds of aloches that are deduced from Meloches Machshavos. Mikalkel is deduced from Meloches Machshavos, and Misasek is deduced from Meloches Machshavos. There are kama aloches that are implicit in the Gzeras HaKosuv Meloches Machshavos. But what's the literal meaning of Meloches Machshavos? The literal meaning of Meloches Machshavos is creative work. That's the literal meaning of Meloches Machshavos. So except for Itzoye, every Meloche of the Lametes Meloches represents creative work. You produce something. When you sow, so you produce something. When you bake, you produce something. When you harvest, you produce something. When you are bailing, when you are dosh, You remove the seeds of grain from the shibeles, from the ears of grain. You produce something. I mean, you adapt something to a certain use, to a certain function. But it's all it. It doesn't involve any creative work. It's the same object, but except that 5 minutes before it was here, and 5 minutes later it's somewhere else. But there is no change in the heftze, in the object. So, mainly, this is the unique characteristic of Itzoye, that is,
that is not true of all other melachas. All other melachas, there is a certain change. There is a certain shino in an object. Here, no shino in the object. So it's a melacha kvuya. But it's a melacha just the same. But because it's a melacha kvuya, it doesn't involve any change, any creative work. So memele, we must have a special posse, by halom yovi, and then even to become itelode, so it must exist in that exact form in the mission. All right. So memele, Rashi shite is. Rashi is chelik on Rabin Haigoin. Rabin Haigoin shite is that anything that existed in connection with Avos Kabonis in the Mishkan is also a basis for the Lamed Tes Luchos. But Rashi Shita is only that which existed, the Alfuse of the Smichus between Shabbos, Melechus HaMishkan, only applies to those things that prevailed in the Mishkan in connection with the construction of the Mishkan, not those types of work that prevailed in the Mishkan in connection with the Havas Kabonis of the Mishkan. Havas Kabonis of the Mishkan. So that's Rashi Shita. But in regard to Itzoye, so Teisve says that there is a distinction in regard to Itzoye. In other words, first of all, the Av has to be established by a special Zosakos, not by the mere existence in the mission. And the Itolode has to be established by its existence in the exact form in the mission. So in regard to Itzoye, where the Av is already established, for his special Zerasakosu, for Yetzin Shmikeme, for Halo Mehovi. So, and what is the purpose of the existence in the Mishkan? To establish the Torahs. Certain things that are not spelled out in the Psukim of Yetzin Shmikeme, that are not spelled out in the Posik of Halo Mehovi. So, they are still Melochas, still others of Itzoye, by virtue of the fact that they existed in that form, not the counterpart of that kind of Itzoye, but the exact form of Itzoye existed in the Mishnah. So Rashi Shita is, now Rashi was bothered. Now the Mishnah here, in a Matzliya, now let's turn again to the Mishnah Matzliya. That's how it rains on down. Hameitzi beiliminei beivismelei beisecheikei or alseif of chayot, shechimas of neikos. Lachayodei, viragrei, vipiv, ma'apakei, uveosnei, uvisarei, uvpundosei, upiolimato, vipundosei, uchlukei, uvispaschlukei, manalei, visandalei, potter. Shaloyeitzi, bidrachamitzi. So if somebody carries out, let's say, puts his handkerchief in the shul and he carries it outside, he's not chayav chatos. Because it's not the derech of people to carry a handkerchief in the shul. It's the derech of people to carry a handkerchief in the pocket, or in the hand, but not in the shul. Or if you put a handkerchief, let's say, inside the bend of the head. So, it's vlachayat, it's not the derech hamitzi. What's the usual way of carrying? The usual way, in the pocket or in the hand. Now, so why does the Mishnah tell us? Hamitzi ben b'minei ben b'smelei b'secheikei al-ksei pofchayim, shechimasek nikos. Now, but, b'ma'pakei b'osnei b'sadei b'pundosei ispot. Except, let's say, one Tana says that if a chayot is Yetzi on Shabbos with the needle behind his ear, so for that kind of a person, in other words, a member of a certain profession who are accustomed to keep the needles behind, or let's say somebody, a scrivener with the pen behind the ear, so one Tana says that he is chayav. Why? Because for the members of that particular profession, it is the natural way of carrying. But for a layman who is not a member of that profession, if that one is not a scrivener, if he will go outside in Shabbos with the pen behind his ear, he certainly put that because lachayat, it's not a natural way to carry. So that's the reason as to why bipi, bimalpeke, biosde, bisare, pindose, she's put that because it's not derech hamitzi. Now, how about smele is chayav? So the question arises, monefshach, it's a question of mitzias. Why does the Mishnah tell us? Why does the Mishnah tell us this thing? It's a question of mitzvahs. So if the derech of people is to carry objects in the left hand, is chayav. If the derech of people is to carry objects only in the right hand, they should be potter. But the Mishnah wants to tell us that is the derech of people to carry in the left hand too. Right? So Why did the Mishnah have the Dalet there? That might vary from generation to generation and from place to place. Maybe in one place it is the derech of people to carry in the left hand, and in another place it's not the derech of people to carry in the left hand. What kind of a chiddush is it? And then Rashi mentioned the name of Arai Boyen, that the reason is why it's higher, because the laws of the Nagin Akein carried certain things of the Mishkan. He carried in connection with Avos Kabonis, he carried in the left hand. And certain things he carried on the shoulder. He carried on the shoulder. So it's a question of mitzvah.
A normal person never carries in the shoe. But if somebody will be seen carrying something in the shoe, so the observer will laugh at him. Mashiach came in the Bismele, so it's not as customary, it's not as usual as the Mime, but it is carried sometimes. So Mimele, we could say, since Hitzoye is the Meloche Gruy, and because of that, so something that bears a near resemblance to something that existed in the Mishnah is not enough to establish it as a Delode. In order to be established as a Delode, so it must have existed in the Mishnah in the exact form, not just a counterpart of it. So if we did not have a counterpart of it in that form in the Mishnah, so then it couldn't even be a Delode. So this is what Rashi mentions in the name of Rabbi Goyen, and vis-a-vis, sorry, where the Av is already established, to exercise a kosher. And in regard to other meloches, the Tzelode could be established without anything, without existence in the Mishnah, just by virtue of the fact that the counterpart of it was in the Mishnah. So the Tzelode that resembles that which exists in the Mishnah could be established as a Tzelode. But by Tzoyim the Meloche Goye, so the Av is established because of his special Zerzakosu, by Halor and Avi, and the Tzelode must also be established by virtue of its existence in the exact form in the Mishnah. So as long as it existed in the exact form in connection in the Mishnah, even though it was in connection with Avos Kabonis, not in connection with the construction of the Mishkan, so it's enough to establish a Tzelode of Hitzoye when the Av is established on the basis of a special Zatakos. But so Rashi rejects Rabbi Ben Shite in regard to other melachim, where the existence in the Mishkan, where the existence of the counterpart of a certain melachim in the Mishkan, establishes.
Not in connection with the construction of the Mishkan, so it's not to establish the Tzelode of the Torah when the Av is established on the basis of the special Zatakos. But so Rashi rejects Rabbi Zohi Shitei in regard to other melachim, where the existence in the Mishkan, where the existence of the counterpart of the special melachim in the Mishkan, establishes a certain as a Tzelode. So as a Melacha, I mean as an Av. I mean the existence in the exact form in the Mishkan establishes in regard to all other Melachas. So the existence of a certain type of work in a certain form establishes that type of work as an Av Melachas. So in order to be established as an Av Melachas, when we don't have any Zerzakosim that spells it out of that, so it is necessary that it should exist in a certain form in connection with the construction of the Mishkan. But if it existed in the Mishkan in connection with Avos Kabonis, and there is no process that spells it out as an Avos, so then it cannot be established as an Avos. But even in that story, where the basic category of the story is spelled out, in all its details, the story of Avos, the story of Avos, so it's spelled out by Ptuki, by the Ptuki of Ordination Crusaders, by the Ptuki of Valhalla on the Orbit. So it is necessary to establish
a certain type of Yisroel that is very similar to the Yisroel that is called out by Sufi. A third, there is a secondary. Let's say somebody who carries the elephant, it's not the usual, the most usual way of carrying. The most usual way of carrying is the right hand. The most usual way is not by carrying it on the shoulder. Most people, the average person, doesn't carry objects on the shoulder. Only certain objects are carried on the shoulder. So without its existence in the Mishkan, so then it wouldn't become a Talade. But as long as it existed in the Mishkan, even though it existed in the Mishkan in connection with Avos Kabbonis, not in connection with the construction of the Mishkan, so that establishes it as a Talade. But Rabbi Goyen goes beyond that. And Rabbi Goyen applies the same principle in regard to the establishment of basic categories of melacha, by virtue of the fact that certain types of work existed in connection with Avos Kabbonis. Rashi is chelik of them. So the basic category of the work of melacha cannot be established on the basis of the fact that it existed in connection with Avos Kabbonis. Only if it existed in connection with the construction of the Mishkan. But in regard to Yitzhoye, what the basic category of Yitzhoye is explicit in the psukim. Al Yitzhoye Nishman Kerime, by Yichale Omri Obi. So we only have to establish certain telodes. So in order to establish telodes, so the existence, the fact that it existed in Avos Kabbonis, it was involved in Avos Kabbonis, is also there. All right. Now. All right. Now, obviously what? Avoyim Chotarach. Azireya. What does Azireya mean? Soil. That's when you put seed into the land, into the soil. Yes, what is it? Oh, in the Chaname. So that Rashi in part, and Rashi in past, he also says the same thing. In other words, since Zere, Bere, Romiraki, all the three existed in the Mishkan. Zere in their exact forms, they existed in the Mishkan. And so, but Kesish also existed in the exact form in the Mishkan. But still, it's not counted as a separate melacha. Why? Because that is not so hush. So melee it cannot be counted as a separate melacha. So Kesish is included in the category of Dosh, even though it existed in the Mishkan, because it's not so choshuv. How do we know that Kesish is not so choshuv? Vis-a-vis, let's say, Zeir, Abir, or Merakim, that are choshuv. So Rashi said, and he explains the Gemara, because Kesish, so Aniyim, it passed, and they skip that stage of Kesish. They skip it altogether. They omit it. Mashenke, no only omits, skips this melacha of Zeire Be'er Omeraki. So this is a necessary stage in the processing, of path. So that gives it special shimet. So even though the three are very analogous to each other, because there is a common aspect to Zeire Be'er Omeraki. What's the common aspect to Zeire Be'er Omeraki? The common aspect of Zeire Be'er Omeraki consists that all the three melachas consist in the removal of impurities of sailors from it. The removal. So when you winnow the grain, you remove the melt. When you are bereya, so you remove all the impurities, the pebbles and all kinds of things that are in the kidneys or whatever it is. When you are merakeh, so you remove the inferior part of the flour of the flour from the superior part of the flour. So they have one common aspect. So they should be counted. They all existed in the Mishkan. So because of that, they're all counted as separate melachim. And if somebody would be a Zeire and the Beer and the Merake, it would be high three chatorim, not one chatorim. But if somebody would be Dosh, it would be Kesish, even though Kesish also exist in the Mishkan, so it would be high only one chatorim. Why? Because Kesish is not so important. It's not so choshuv. Because in many processing of pas, it is omitted altogether. Mashenkin Zeire Be'er Omeraki, it is not omitted even by Aniyim, even by poor people. so it's a necessary stage in the processing of part. So Mimele is discounted separately because of the Chshives. And he says, why do we mention Eife as the art, even though the Mishkan, not Eife existed in the construction of the Mishkan. In the Mishkan, so in the construction of the Mishkan, Mevashel Samon existed. So still, Eife is mentioned as the basic category, not Mevashel. Why? Because on one hand, so Eife and Mevashel, so is one thing. I mean, that they both represent certain types of cooking. Let's say cooking in English is a general term. So if cooking includes boiling and baking and frying and boiling and roasting and whatever other form of cooking you have. So they have a common feature. Boiling and baking. Mivashel and Eife. But Eife is more choshuv than Mivashel. Why? Because Eife is used in the processing of pas. Pas is something very important. So Mimele, it's more choshuv than Mivashel. Mivashel is not used in the processing of pas. Of course, you can boil bread too. But you know, but usually when you make bread and you process bread, you don't boil it. You just bake it. So because of that, so Eife is the basic category, not Mivashel. You see, this is what Rashi means. This is what Rashi means. All right, anyway, now. So Hazeireya, so obviously Lochet Aboim Chotarachat, Hazeireya V'Acheireish, V'Acheireish, V'Aketzer. So the Reya was Mishkin, in connection with the Samonit, not in connection with the Menoches, according to Rashi. Ekom Travai Goyen, so it existed in the Mishkin, in connection with the Menoches. Acheireish, V'Aketzer, V'Amamer. Amamer means Malmi Mamun Alumi, so that means the binding of sheep. So that's in Loch. The Adosh. Adosh is threshing. So the basic Loch of Dosh consists in the removal of the seeds of grain from the Shebeles, from the ears of grain. From the ears of grain. Now, the Gemara says that Dere and Rakim are very similar to each other. And why are they counted separately? Because they each one existed in the Mishkan separately. So that's fine. How about, so Gemara only mentions the three, Zera, Bera, and Rakit, as being almost the same, and still they are counted separately. The Gemara does not mention Dosh, after all. Dosh is also has the same common denominator as Zera, Bera, and Rakit. What does Dosh consist of? Also the removal of 30 sailors. Who is interested in the Shebeles? In the ears of bread. So, I mean, the main thing is not the Shebeles, it's the seed of grain. So when you thresh grain and you remove the seed from their Shebeles, from their ears, you in effect remove an eichel from Seiles. An eichel from Seiles. So why does the Gemara only mention Zeira Beirem Raki? So the Rach points out. I mean, there is no machleket on this. He said that there is one essential distinction between Dosh and on one end and Zeira Bere on Rakit on the other. That essential feature of Dosh as contrasted with the other removals of sailors from Eichel consists in the fact that in Dosh, so there is attachment. The seeds of grain are attached to the ears of grain. They are attached. Masha'inkin, Zera, Bera, or Merakein, there is no attachment between, there is no chibur. There is no chibur between the psalus and the echo. But there is just, they are just newer, just mixed up. Let's say when you sift flour in a strainer. So you remove the inferior, you separate the inferior element from the superior element. When you are bare a kitzias, whether it's yad or bikli, whatever it is, so then you remove certain impurities, whether it's a straw or pebbles, I mean whatever it is, from the kitzias. So until the removal, they were not attached to each other. they were separate from each other, but they were mixed up together. So the essence of Zeira Biro Merakit consists in separating two things from one another when they were in a state of mixture of commingling. But there was no attachment. Masha'ikim in Dosh, when you take out, when you thresh grain and you remove the seeds of grain from the Shiboyles, so then it's attached to the Shiboyles. That's the essential feature of Dosh. Now, according to one, we didn't go over it yet. Now, let's say, according to the Rashbam Shite, in Teitzvet, Dafayim, Dimor, Medveis, the Achas, Mishim, Mitparei, in Yirolevit, Mishim, Forish, Rashi, Shem, Parei, Koyilom, Masoyim, Nafirish, Olof, Alok, Mishim, Pireish, Rabbi, Nishmuel, Shigish, Alat, Morim, Klipo, El, Yeno, Uchshu, Mate, Bit, Morim, Mitparei, Es, Aklipo, Nat, Morim, Vahadek, Mido, Shem, Parei, Shem, Parei, Shem, Parei, so, as the Gretal point out, and the other book, that you cannot learn your Shabbos without the Gretal. So, as the Gretal point out, so in other words, the Rashbam Shitting is that the essential feature of, there is another essential feature of Dosh. In other words, that one thing envelops the other. But that is only according to the Rashbam. Rashi Shitting is not like that. Because Rashi says, Shemifari Goyulam Masoyim Napeti Shalom. So there it doesn't envelop. It's just a detachment from the branch. But there is no, one does not cover the other. It's not enveloped. So that's only Rashbam Shitting. But not according to all Rishonim. But all Rishonim agree that the essential feature of Dosh is that there is Chibur. And then you remove one thing that was Mechuba to the other. Mashem came in Beireya. So there is no Chibur, just mixed up together. Let's say, when you peel oranges, so the peeling of oranges does not involve the shayla of beer. It involves the shayla of dosh. But, let's say, when you eat soup, and there are all kinds of things in the soup, and you want to remove it, so then let's say, suppose there is a fly in the soup. I mean, suppose there is fat in the soup, and you don't like the fat, and you want to remove the fat from the soup. The soup is the thing that you like, and the fat is the thing that you don't like. Then it involves the shayla in bere. Why? Because the fat and the rest of the soup are not mechuba to each other, they are just mixed up with them. But you see, the peel of the orange and the orange itself is attached to each other. So that doesn't involve the shayla of bere. You see, taking out, let's say, fly from the soup, or when you use the fat from the soup, involves the shayla in bere. Not in Dosh, but peeling oranges, so that involves the shayla in Dosh. So you ask, how are we allowed to eat oranges? We'll discuss that. Now it's not the time, we're not learning Dosh. Yes, what is it?
How would Rashi explain
the Kolei? Please, I'm not discussing that now. I just mentioned the Rashi here. I mean that Rashi and the Rashbam Achelik, as to whether enveloping the thing that one envelops the other is an essential feature in Dosh. According to the Rashbam, it is an essential feature of Dosh, and according to Rashina, we'll discuss all these shayles. All right. Now, so then Hadosh, the expression. Hazere, we know it. Habere, the collecting, the impurities from the kitchen. Hatechin, the grinding, milling. Hamerake, the sifting. Halosh, the kneading. When you make a mix, when you knead the dough, koifed is baking. Again, this is a tamer when one shears the wool from the sheep. So that case is a tamer. Hamilabne, bleaching. In other words, if you wipe it, so that if you wipe the cloth, you when you bleach it, or when you wash cloth, so it's also milabe. So then you are chayev mishum milabe. Hamnapse is heckling of the wool, or the combing of the wool. Hateve, dyeing it. Seveya, when you dye something. Hateve, spinning, in other words, when you make threads. So that's a meloche. Hamesach. Now, if you want to visualize these things, you have to go over.
Now, the Kalkela Shabbat, so you have to go over, you know, these things, Hamesir, Hoisibit, Botanirin, Hoeri, Kapitea, in order to visualize these things. He has a diagram here, the Tiferet Israel. And if you want to understand and to visualize, there's a diagram of the Tiferet Israel, so you should look up in the Good Encyclopedia and weaving, and the ancient process of weaving, that wasn't done the way it's done today. So then you'll be able to understand the Tiferet Israel. So anyway, so in the loom, you had a number of threads stretched out, and the threads were attached to certain poles. They were attached. So that is Mesach. When you stretch out the threads in the loom, in the heddle, it's called the heddle. So this is the heddle here. This is the heddle, H-E-D-D-L-E. So if you look up in the Tanakh about the ancient weaving process, so you'll see how it was done. So this is the heddle. So you have many poles. It is a certain kind of a frame, you know, four sides. And you have, let's say, this is a thread, so it's attached to one pole. And the Tiferet Yisrael says it doesn't have to be attached by being, you know, pushed into, by being knocked into the pole. You can just wind it around the pole, as long as it's attached to the pole. It doesn't make any difference. It can be attached to the pole by knocking in a screw in the, or a nail in the pole, and then to tie it on the plate. Or you can just wind it around, and then it will become attached to the pole. So this is the heaven, the Tiferet Yisrael. So Mesach consists in stretching out the threads in the loom. So that is Mesach. Alright. Now, the Oise Shtebot Inirin. Now, what is Oise Shtebot Inirin? Oise Shtebot Inirin, that's not the Meloche of Erech, but it was involved in the Meloche of Erech. The way it was done in those days. Now, the Tiferet Yisrael has here the diagram. So you see, he has here a heddle. It consists of four beams. So, and then he had here thread. And then here in the middle, you have loops. You see the small circles. You have the loops. And the thread, the chutim that was stretched out from one beam to the other, from one pole to the other, was pulled through. Each string, each hook was pulled through a loop, and the pulling through the loop, you see these little circles, so that made it stand. Otherwise it wouldn't stand, it wouldn't remain in place. So these are botanirin. Now the Pharisee knew Greek very well, so he says, or is this botanirin, because near in Greek is a loop, and is a thread, I mean, is a hook. Near in Greek is a hook, and base near is a loop through which you pull through a hook. Now, but we still find the machlekes between Rashi and the Tesis 3. What is botanir? So Rashi says here, botanirin lices, shenosam shnei chutin bisei chabai, nir. Oh yeah, alright, we gave the memorabe in the whole inner and follow shiur and comes away. Alright, so he says, shenosam shnei chutin bisei chabai. So it's mashma from Loshon of Rashi, that the way the shnei botanirin consists not in the making of the loops themselves. These are the loops. And then the chutim that are stretched out, that are set up in the loom, are pulled through the loop. And that makes it, that stabilizes the chutim. Otherwise, if you didn't pull the chutim through the loop, so then it wouldn't be stable. It wouldn't be firm. So these little rings are the loops. And the chutim are drawn through these loops. So from Rashi it's mashma that in order to be chayev on the score of Eisei Shtei Botanirin,
So he has to draw. He has to pull the chutin through the loops. But suppose he'll make the loops and he will not pull the chutin through the loops. Then he's not. This is how it's mashma for mashma. And the difference of it is mashma. Is mashma. קוראיסה שני בוטינירים פירש המהירה בסרשה שנו שם שני חוטים בתי חבי בתי חבי צניח והנה נראה והנה נראה שהכנות את החוטים and why the drashe explain that way because as it's about this oil points out near is a Greek word and it means chut so basically I mean the place the bay through which the chut is drawn through. So Mimela seems the Mishnah uses the Loshi based near the place through which chutin are pulled through. In other words, that which stabilizes and holds the chutin, so we are only chayef, so Rashi deduced from the expression that is used that his only chayef is machmis the chutin b'techa b'ishnia. But suppose he just sets up the loops and he's not machmis the chutin through the loops, he's not chayef. So it's a spirit of the Lord that is not a spirit of the Lord. When you hear that, that the Lord is not a spirit of the Lord, he is not a spirit of the Lord. Even though he is not a spirit of the Lord, he is not a spirit of the Lord. So yes, two questions to get the question. Number one, if he is chayev, only if he pulls the chutin through the base near, so then he is chayev mish meisach. What does meisach mean? Meisach means the setting up of the loop. You, when you set up, you know, this is the, in the heddle, when you set up the chutin in the heddle, when you attach one end of the chut to one beam or to one pole, and the other end of the chut to the other beam, to the other pole, then you are made. So manifshak, of course, you don't set it up if you don't have the loops, so then it's not set up firmly. So then you will not be chayek mishu meisach either. When will be chayev mishmeisach? If you set it up in such a way that it's roll arig. In other words, the heddle was used in connection with arig. So anyway, when is it roll arig? When can it be used as an aid in arig in the weaving of garments? Only when the chutin are set up in such a way that they are pulled through the loops. But if they are not pulled through the loops, so then they're not set up in a sufficiently firm manner that they could be used as an aid in the Arida process. So the first kasha by the Tefesri, again Strashi is Monefshech. If he pulls the chut through the loop, so then it's Chayim Shemeitzer. So we don't have to resort to a subordinate. That's one kasha. And then the second kasha is if he's only chayev when he pulls the chutin through the loop, not for just setting up the loop, he's not chayev, so he should say v'amach mishnei chutin b'seir b'ishnia, and the loshna mishnei is ho'eise shnei b'adim elo ho'eise, so he's chayek amrash elo ho'eise b'rushe shemitzakin ha'b'ishnia b'mokim shuosid lehachmis chutei ha'shef ובין כל חוטי וחוט של קשרי בדינירים יקרי בית. So, in other words, so if he's misakin, if he sets up the loops in the place, so that he will be able to pull the chutei ashesi through them and make them and make the chutei ashesi adapted for the weaving process, then, so by just making, by setting up the loops, he's chayev. V'chut shal keishche batinirim, mikre bayis, v'im tikin shnei batinirim u chayev, af al pishin nigea b'shat b'klar, v'im locha b'klar. Right. So that means, so there is a machleket between Rashi and the Tesis Rii. What does eise batinirim mean? According to Rashi, according to Tesis Rii, the most Rishonim agree with the Tesis Rii.
from the Rambam it's much more like this reading. I mean, most Rishonim it's much more like this. So according to this reading, most Rishonim, Eisei Shlishi Nirin consists in the making of the loops, or the making of the loops. But so why is it called Beis Nir? Beis Nir, as it starts to point out, in Greek it means a bais through which you pull through the chutim. The answer is, if somebody will just make, suppose, I'll just play a game, and I'll just make this. This is a loop. I want the chayim chazan, just like this. That's a good loop. So in other words, only when the loop is, so I will not, suppose I make two things like that. I'll be chayim chazan, I want the chayim chazan. So only if one is eise, shtei batim nirin. In other words, if it is set up in such a way that it will be adapted for will, the way they are set up in the loom, you know, in the heddle. Then, so that's why the Mishnah uses the Loshon Ho'eiseh Shnei Batim Nirin. Ho'eiseh Shnei Batim Nirin. In other words, it buys for Chutim. Because if one will just make a loop just like that, just as by way of the play, of the game, so we'll not be hired. But only if he sets up the loops in such a way that they will be adapted for the loop. Now, you can ask, but if this is not so, the Gemara says that one is hired a chatos mishumetsu but in living, even if it's not done in connection with weaving process. Now, the Gemara that I endowed on the bay, then now if one makes a basket, so it's hired so many chatoins, so one now in so, in other words, so they are, if one of them is a sibot idirin, as a matter of fact, I have the direct copy. From the encyclopedia about that explains, you know, the ancient form of weaving. So, in other words, so the term weaving is loosely applied to the making of matting, baskets, wickerwork, and braids, as well as a cloth. So in other words, so the Gemara says that if one makes a basket, when one makes a basket, so one of the chatois, so when you make basket, so you have twigs, let's say. This is the kind of a basket. So you have horizontal twigs, and you have vertical twigs, and you have horizontal twigs. And then you put one on top of the other. So you have one twig like this, one twig like this, and one twig like this, and like this. That's horizontal twigs. Then you take, and you set up twigs in a vertical direction, like this. So you form potinia, you form loops. That's the way a basket is made. So there you are hired mishimeisi potinia then. Because true, the basket is not going to be used in connection with weaving, but it's going to be used to hold something, to hold the twig. So it will be used in the same way as the potinia are used in the weaving process. So in other words, so when is one hired on the score of Eisei Batim Nir, if he sets up a loop for the purpose of holding the chutei ashesi, chutei aref, it doesn't have to be chutin daf, it can be twigs too in a basket, you know. So then you are hired mishum Eisei Batim Nir. But according to Rashi, so you are only hired mishum Eisei Batim Nir if you pull the chutin through the knee or through the loop. It doesn't have to be dafke, the loop that is in the heddle. It can be the loop that is in the making of baskets. So it's also, it's made in order to hold, in order to hold it with.
How do you make a basket?
I'm not going to explain it to you because I don't know how to make a basket. And I certainly wouldn't undertake to make a basket. But I know that it's used in the making of
vessels.
I'll suggest to you that you look over in the Encyclopedia Britannica. I mean, the way they made baskets in the ancient times. I don't know, I suppose that today they make it on the chain, they make it in altogether different way.
You make
what you're doing because you set up twigs like this, in horizontal direction. Mm-hmm. One twig and another twig and another twig, and then in the vertical direction. So you make what you're doing. All right, now. So they make shnei. Now, please, I want to go over the
Mishnah.
All right, then you can have a Mishnah.
That doesn't matter. So like in the weaving, so like so in the heddle, so when you make the loop, so that's not in the shattered area. But when you make a basket, so the loops are made in connection with the placing of the shate and the aret. That's true.
So then you have two baskets.
What to have? What kind of a chmloch is shate the aret? When you do it in cloth, so then it's a chiyuv of eirei. But when you make a basket, so then when you make the botinia, so then the chayav is the botinia.
Why is it eirei?
Please, you go over the Gemara and then you ask me questions. All right, please. Now, what is Piseya? Piseya, there are many pshat in Piseya. Let's see what Rashi says Piseya is. Ha Piseya, minatik poromim sheyesh b'shnei chitim yesa midai, u minatik mehen, u maklisho litzerech. What does it mean? Problem she is with the chitin, yes, I'm dying. In other words, sometimes a thread, a string is too long. So what? So it tears it off. So why does it say you maklisha mitzerech? What does it mean you maklisha mitzerech? He weakens it. Mitzerech. It's too long. So it's kereya. So it's kereya. Why does he mention? What does he mean? Problem she is with the chitin, yes, I'm dying. Umenatik man. And he doesn't say so. Oh, yes, I'm dying. But problem she is with the chutin yesam dai, uminatik man, and he tears off, and he slips off, umaklishon, he weakens them, for a purpose. What is Rashi mean? Now let's see it. That's Rashi. How does the Rambam explain it? Now the Rambam, Pirkei Milchei Shabbos, Halacha Chof, Habitzeya Shneichutin Chayet, Ubitzeya Hu Amafchish Et Orch. So according to the Rambam, Bitzeya means, I don't know whether there is such a word in the dictionary, but why couldn't we make up such a word? De-weaving, you know, there is a process of weaving. So what? How is weaving done? By combining the warp with the woof, right? That's weaving. So Piseya, according to the Rambam, is de-weaving when you separate the warp from the woof. And don't ask me to make an illustration of it. First of all, I don't have a room before me, and even if I had, I wouldn't be able to make an illustration. So anyway, Piseya means the separation of the warp from the wood, from the woof. De-weaving. Weaving consists in combining the warp with the woof, the shate with the aret, and piteya means the weaving. Ha piteya shneichutin chayev u piteya u amapchish et or. He de weaves. Pei sheiti orev nashasi, u sheever ashas ba orev. He doesn't make a difference whether he removes the warp from the woof or the woof from the warp. He doesn't make a difference. Ha rei de piteya v'chayev. Alright. Now, if someone is says they're the clear, so that is tilde of the pigtail. In other words, let's say if a woman has Chinese pigtail, and if she would be says there, it might be, I'm not saying, and if she says there or that clear, so that might involve the meloche of pigtail. So it's a lot of pigtail. So according to the Rambam, pigtail means be with you. The separation of the warp, the removal of the warp from the woof, or the woof from the warp. The Raivet is mine. Because of a Raivet Zal, is there a perush neiter l'kerei al matlitz? If he separates, he tears off, he strips off the warp from the woof from the warp, so then it's for a purpose, so it's kerei al matlitzakei, not pitzeya. וכבר ראשון הוא במשנה ויונו ומקובולים ביציה כמו פיציה והוא דרמב"ם לא נתיוז דרוש עם פיציה אבל ביציה והוא ראש עם חיתוך שחיתר בזכותים שאחר שיש לי מריגוסי חיתך את האורוב מן המשויה ואפילו לחותך ממנו לשני חוטים חי בכתיך הזה so in other words according to the Raivet so pizzeya means that if you have a woven piece and then some thread protrude beyond the woven piece this is the woven material and then there is a thread that protrudes it did not participate this thread whether it's a thread of the warp or of the woof so it did not become integrated you know in the weaving process so it remained protruding bulging out and then he tears it off the thread that protrudes beyond the woven piece that's protected now the Magid Mishneh Mashenke if you strip off the warp from the wolf then it's Kereya now the Magid Mishneh in regard to the Haivet Kash against the Rambam that if let's say you separate the warp from the wolf so then it should be Kereya Amunas Litzveya ומה שאומר שפירוש רבינו נטה וקריה אמנס לצייר יש לימר שאין די מקריה החוטין עצמון וחיתך אחס לשניים לזה שאין חיתכון אלא מפרידור so he says here it's not considered קריה if there hadn't been a חיוב of פיציה I wouldn't be higher according to Rambam why? because in קריה so is חיתך אחס לשניים מה שאין כן here you had two separate things you had the warp and you had the woof and then you combined them together the weaver combined them together so when he separates when he removes the warp from the woof he's not actually Kereya because he merely separates he severs that combination that was made originally between the warp and the woof so Mele is not Chayev he's not Chayev Mishim Kereya is not Haifa. Anyway, so we see we have two pshat. One pshat is of the Rambam, and the Rambam pshat is that Pitzeya means the separation of the warp from the wood. The other pshat of these of the Raivet, and the pshat of the Raivet is that it means if there is a thread that protrudes beyond the woven piece, and that thread did not enter into the weaving, so, and it tears it off, so that's Pitzeya. I mean, as a matter of fact, the Raivet is very strange. He has the Kashe against the Rambam. If the Pshat in Pitzeya is that he separates the warp from the wolf, he strips off the warp from the wolf, so then he should be Chayev on the score of Kereya. So he rejected it. So he mentioned another Pshat. So you would expect that according to his Pshat, he couldn't tell that Kashe. But the truth is that according to the Raivet Pshat, that Kashe is even stronger because the whole Apoche is as far as the Rambam is concerned so the Magid Mishneh is a good Teret שאין די מקריה אחות עם עצמון וחיתר אחת לשניים לא זה שאין החיתכון אלא מפחיד אורוב but that Teret you can only give against the Rambam but you cannot give that Teret against the Raive so the same Kasha that he asks against the Rambam he should ask against himself but it's not our Indian it's not we'll discuss it later but so we have two pshot so far the Rambam's pshat is that Pitzeya means the removal of the warp from the wolf and the Raivet's pshat is that the tearing off of the chut that protrudes beyond the woven piece then Rashi is mashma a different pshat Rashi is mashma Rashi is not, certainly not the pshat of the Rambam and it's not mashma that Rashi means the pshat of the Raivet he says minatik pomim sheyesh b'shnei chutim yesh amidai ומנתק מהם, מה קריא שאולי לך? Now it's very obscure what Rashi means. I think that Rashi means this, in Pitzeya. Let's say, you know, you have threads that are multiple folds. I mean, not one fold, but double fold, three fold, four fold, five fold. In the Mishkan you had a thread that was six fold. So if the thread is multiple folds, That was each thread really was sixfold. And then he feels, so this is what Rashi means. Hapitzei aminatik. Pomim sheyesh b'shnei chutin yesh amedai. In other words, it's sixfold. He doesn't want that sixfold. He wants that fivefold, or fourfold, or threefold. It's too much. So memele umnatik men. So he tears off from the sixfold thread, you see, umaklishon, to make it thinner, weakness. So that's with it. That's with it. Now, let's see what I think that the this is what Rashi means. Now, the Ram mentions the fourth pshat in the name of the Rav. הפיצייה שני חוטים פירש רוזל זה פיצייה הוא שחוט אחד ניתק פיצייה ראשיין ושיזרום ביד עד שיהיה נרק ושיהיה נרק וכאומה תכשירו סוקיין בשני חוטים. Now what does he mean? It's very similar, the lotion is similar to Rashi, but apparently he means something else. He doesn't mean Rashi's pshat. So kishachut echot nitak pitzei arosheyen. In other words, when one thread is torn, so it tears more. So I mean, how does he fix it that way? So apparently, what he means chut echot nitak, again, let's say the usual, the average thread is not single fold. I mean, it's double fold or three fold or four fold. So when nitak doesn't mean tear. Nitak means split. You see, so shechut echot nitak, let's say, if you have, let's say, a multiple fold thread, let's say this is a multiple fold thread, and let's say in the middle, let's say it's six fold, and in the middle it's split, so you cannot use it. So, yes,
you made a distinction in the Pesachim Shir about something that lives that comes from Itush, from
Now we are not discussing the thing yet. I mean, there are so many things that we could discuss. I mean, we never finished the Mishnah. I discussed it in Psochim because it was relevant, but when it will be relevant now anymore, I'll discuss it, but now I'm not going to discuss it. So Ashechte means Vitzilas Nishom Hamafshite, flame of Ibal Chai, when you take off the height, flame Hamelche. Now that will see in the Gemara whether Milchei and Ma'abit Ezeirei are separate or not. We'll see in the Gemara. So Ma'abit Ezeirei, when you cultivate the Ayin, v'amimachke. Now what does amimachke mean? Mimachik means when you caught something when you are in a certain measure. Let's say someone who sells material. So you'll see he'll cut off, let's say, every yard of material. So if he cuts off yards, or let's say, or even if you cut off paper, and if you cut off paper, let's say, in a certain measure, when you're makpid on the measure, let's say, suppose you have long paper, this is how it is processed on the chain. So you have a big roll of paper, and you have perforations, you know, and then you cut them off at the place of the perforations. So then, when you do it, so you're makpid on the middle, you want to cut them off at the place of the perforations. You're makpid on the middle, you'll be chayev echatos for memachit. Whether you are chaytech material, or you're chaytech paper, or even if you cut wood, you chop wood, let's say, but you're makpid on the middle. Let's say, suppose you chop wood, you have a trunk of a tree, and you want to chop it into logs of wood in a certain measure, and every it should be in a uniform way.
So when you cut that wood, you are makpid on the middle, you are chayev mishumachadich. Whatever you cut, if you are makpid on the middle, you are chayev mishumachadich. Except if you cut food, let's say. Let's say, if you take, let's say, a challah, and you cut it into slices, and you slice it into equal pieces, you're not chayev mishumachadich. Why? Because there is no iser of mechatech in Eichli. But because there is a special aloche, otherwise that too would involve an iser of mechatech. But when you cut material, you cut paper, you cut wood, if you are makpid al amido in a certain measure, in a uniform way, you are chayv mishum mechatech. Hakeitiv shteisiyes v'amechik al naslich shteisiyes habeine v'aseiseya. Beine means when you build. Seiseya when you tear down a building, then you are seiseya. Hamechave when you extinguish fire. Hamavia when you kindle fire. Hamake bepatish. Now, what is Maki Bipatish? So let's see what Rashi says. What Rashi says. Maki Bipatish, Hugmar Kol Meloche, Shechinumen Maki Bikunes Alasadon, Lachlike Bigmar Meloche, Umasnis Namelu Mechayev El Gmar Meloche. So according to Rashi, when Rashi explains Maki Bipatish, when Rashi explains Maki Bipatish of the Mishneh, so how does he explain it? Maki Bikunes, if he